Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Susanna Wolk.
And what is your title with the show?
I'm the Assistant Director of Witches the Musical.
Awesome. Now, so I saw it on Broadway, and it was awesome with, Jesse Mueller and the whole original gang.
Amazing.
And it was such a great show. Just remind our listeners what the show is about.
So the show is about Jenna, who is a genius expert pie maker. She is a waitress at a small town diner, and she is stuck in a very unhappy, loveless marriage. And the show kind of follows her journey once she finds out that she's pregnant unexpectedly. It follows her journey, the journey of the other waitresses in the diner, and it's really about their community and how through pie, through sisterhood, through community, she kind of finds the courage to find her own voice and take control of her life.
And the really special thing, too, is that it's this whole Sarah Bareilles score the whole way.
Exactly.
From opening up, it makes me, I want to dance, just sing it. And then, but then also some more heartbreaking ones like that.
Yeah.
She used to be mine, man. I was almost like crying in the audience.
Totally.
Does that one get you, or which one do you enjoy?
I mean, I think She Used to Be Mine is just so powerful, and I think there's so many, you know, women and men, like, people really connect with the idea of, you know, having lost yourself at some point and needing to, like, find who you are. So that one really gets me. I love Ogie's song, Never Getting Rid of Me, is a real crowd pleaser. The music is really, really something special, and I think one thing that is really unique about this show is that people have come into it knowing the music and having listened to the soundtrack, and I think that's really special. We do this thing, cast album karaoke in every city, where after the show you can come up and do karaoke with the cast and, like, sing along to the songs. And so the music is definitely a really special element of it.
That's awesome. All right, so that's the show on Broadway, and then all of a sudden you guys are like, we're going to launch this national tour and go it around town, and you say, wait, we need a child actress for Lulu. Explain the part.
Yeah, so Lulu is Jenna's daughter. It's a small but very, very pivotal role in the show. And basically, without giving too much away, she shows up for one scene, and it's this extremely joyful, beautiful moment on stage. And we decided that for the national tour, it would be a really great opportunity to connect with every local community that we're going into, to have these children come join the company with us.
So you put out this open casting call, and I know last week a bunch of people showed up, and you got snowed in, so you couldn't make it down here. But I'm glad you're resilient and made it back down.
Yes, me too.
So what were the auditions like today? Then did a lot of the people say that they came last week and then came back out today?
Or? Yeah. Fortunately, a lot of the people who showed last week, they came back. We had an amazing turnout. We saw a lot of really, really spunky, awesome kids. So I'm really, really excited about our DC Lulus, whoever they may be.
So I want to take our listeners behind, because this is the whole concept of this, was to take them behind the audition process. Like, you know, everyone comes to shows at the National Theater and around town, but they're not really a fly on the wall for the audition. So that's what I kind of wanted to do with this.
Yeah.
So, you know, give them an idea of, when you're sitting in there, what are you looking for? Especially with these young kids, who a lot of them probably might not even have experience on stage before. But, like, what sort of specific things do you look for during an audition?
Totally. So basically, the first part of the audition is it's just me talking to them, and I'll just ask them questions about what types of things they like to do, what their favorite animals and activities and movies are, and what they want to be when they grow up. And at that point, I'm really trying to just get a sense of their personality. Are they, like, a mature kid? Are they, you know, energetic? Are they open to engaging with an adult? Because a lot of what they're going to be doing is they're going to have to get to the theater and, like, very quickly pick up the material from the show, and they're going to meet a lot of people. It's kind of an intense experience for a 4-year-old. So I'm kind of gauging their personality. And then the second part of it is I actually do teach them a good portion of what we do with them in the actual show. So that involves them seeing their mom and saying, "Hi, Mama," and running and giving her a hug. And then we do that a bunch of different ways. And then I'll kind of add on to it from there if it seems like they're picking it up quickly.
You give them like a little note. Like, try jumping in your mom's arm this way.
Definitely. They got to wrap their arms and their legs. Very important. So I'll give them some direction and adjustments and we'll add things onto it. And I'm kind of trying to see, are they going to be able to pick up the material quickly? But also we're really looking for people who are going to be energetic and kind of spunky and help us tell this like really, really joyful part of the story, while also being kind of a calm and centered kid who's going to be able to like hold their own in front of, you know, 2,000 people.
Right. It's so exciting. It sounds like you got some good options.
I think
today.
So. Yeah, there were like really amazing, amazing, awesome kids. So.
Were there any, without maybe, I mean, I'm sure you'd have to go back and look at the tapes to remember the names, but without any like specific names or anything like that, are there any, you know, any individual little moments that stood out today? Just because we're radio, so like paint a visual picture of maybe like one or two cute little moments that might have happened.
Yeah, of course. One of my favorite things that happened today was a girl came in and she really wanted to tell me a story. And so she told me the whole story of Chicken Little, which was one of my favorite books growing up. And she like went into the most elaborate detail about it. And that was really exciting. I was like, wow, you're like really passionate about this story. And like,
this guy, you know, is
theater
falling.
Is storytelling. And here she was like, she loves storytelling. And so that was very exciting. We had a lot of dancers. A lot of people who broke out their dance moves and taught me some steps that I didn't know, so that was exciting.
Any singing or mostly just the rehearsing, jumping in?
We had a couple singers. I don't require anyone to sing, but if they're like, I love to sing, then I'll sometimes be like, oh, can you like sing something that you like? So it got some Moana, some Frozen.
We practiced it here last week.
Oh yes, those tend to be the most popular. But I also heard some nice ABCs.
Yeah, I guess a four-year-old, that's a good place to start.
Indeed.
Any, on the flip side, were there anyone that was kind of shy and then you had to kind of get them there and then they came around to it a little bit?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, this is definitely something that I tend to see, having done this now, you know, all over, is there'll often be some kids who like either, you know, they start out and they don't really want to do it. And then by the end of it, they're like, hey, mama. And then, like, you know, at the end of the audition, we'll send them out into the hall and they'll run and see their mom. And they're like, hey, mama, like real mom. So that's definitely fun when they can open up like that.
That's awesome. All right. So, like, I guess just wrapping it up and closing, what happens now? So you have these audition tapes. How many did you see, and like how many are you gonna have to comb through now, and how do you decide?
So I think we saw like around 30 or 40 today, and then we're gonna pick two of them, and they're gonna alternate performances here. So I'm gonna comb through the videos and pick them out.
You have sort of in the back of your mind some people that are sort of front runners.
Yeah, there's definitely a handful that like stood out to me, but everyone was so adorable, and like I'm just so grateful that people, you know, took the time to come out. You know, I know a lot of them came out last week and then came back today. So it really does mean a lot to me that they're here and they're excited about the show.
That's awesome. So, and when's the deadline that you'll know?
I don't know if we have a deadline specifically, but probably within the next week or two, we'll be letting them know.
And the show is May 11th?
May 15th to June 3rd at the National Theater.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for taking the time. Best of luck making the decision.
You.
I know it's going to be so hard.
It's going to be heart-wrenching.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.